Not all reckless drivers are alike. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Brown, assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at McGill University, examines each type of risky driver.
Reckless driving and driving under the influence of alcohol, or DUI, are two of the most deadly road behaviors. Prevention strategies for both forms of risky driving involve public health messages and punishing penalties, even though there are important differences between them. But the picture is even murkier. For instance, surprisingly, alcohol problems do not reliably identify which drivers are DUI offenders. Our study asked the following question. Are drivers who repeatedly engage in different forms of risky driving dissimilar in other ways? We studied four groups of drivers: low-risk drivers, frequent DUI drivers, frequent speeders, and drivers who engaged in a mixed bag of both DUI and speeding behaviors. They were then tested on a driving simulator, personality questionnaires, decision-making and behavioral control tasks, and their hormonal response to stress. The results were revealing. Even though we instructed everyone to drive safely in the simulator, the speed group drove very recklessly, as if they couldn't control themselves. In fact, their other characteristics suggested that they experienced more positive sensations in the brain when taking risks than most people. Like with certain drugs, this is a powerful motivation to repeat the experience, despite the danger. The DUI group showed almost no risk-taking, at least when sober. Add alcohol, though, and it may be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. These drivers may be very sensitive to the disruptive effect of alcohol on self-control. Finally, the mixed bag group showed signs that they lacked a strong fear response to risky situations, which discourages most people from putting themselves and others in such situations again and again. Overall, we believe that each driver group will need very different approaches to curtail their risky driving, a topic for future research.
That was Thomas Brown of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.